The third time is indeed the charm for Carl Kruger after attempting the race to Alaska in 2015 and 2016. Clad in a wetsuit and hat, the ponytailed Kruger looks relieved as he steps off his board and onto the dock. He rings the finishing bell and hugs his wife, Jessica, and their daughter. Someone in the crowd mentions that he looks as if he's lost weight. Kruger turns to his wife and asks if it's true. She nods, laughing. Kruger looks down at his daughter.
You got taller. I got skinnier, you got taller.
Race co-founder Daniel Evans stands at the front of a crowd of about 30 or 40 people.
You know, there's so many of us that have been trying to find the words to describe what you've done. And so far, none of them seem adequate.
Kruger says he learned a lot during his 15 days on the board.
You know, I've never been a patient person. I had to work a whole lot on that. This trip. Yeah, a whole lot.
It's a good thing, though.
Despite training twice a week for a year prior to the race, Kruger says there were some days when it almost got to be too much.
There were days where every single stroke was a barrier. And I just wanted to stop. Everything was screaming at me to stop.
More difficult than the physical challenge, though, was the toll the race took on his mindset.
It's just paddling, you know. The rest of it was just knowing the water and making decisions, you know. The hard part was the mental.
As he cracks open a celebratory beer, Liz Harpold of the Northwest Maritime Center captures the moment on Facebook Live.
Anything you want to say to the fans on Facebook that are watching?
Blazing hard thing to do. I say bring it. I'd love to see people try this again next year. I really would.
After this year's finish, who knows? Perhaps next year's Race to Alaska winner will be a man with a paddle and a heart of gold. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Emma Atkinson.